How about that? I mean, if you think about those songs in a row, I mean, what a glorious day we're looking forward to when Christ comes back. Remember, Advent is not only about His first coming. Yes, we celebrate that. In 3 days, we're going to celebrate the morning He arrived. Emphasis on the, right? But we're looking forward to the day when He comes back, when He brings that glorious day, when we get to see the result of being forgiven, of being saved, of being loved. Of being loved by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the eternal Creator of the universe, loved in a way that was sacrificial, loved in a way that caused Him. I mean, I hope you get that song, How Many Kings? This King, the Creator of the universe, who created every single thing you see, loved us enough to come down and be born in a food trough, to live 33 pretty hard years on this planet, and to voluntarily go to the cross to pay a debt that He didn't owe. Jesus Christ went to the cross a sinless, blameless person. He went to the cross to pay our sin debt. He died so that we could be forgiven, so that we could have hope, joy, peace, so that we could see His love. But think about how much love it took to do that. Think about how much love it took to not call the angels and say, "Get me down, this hurts." Right? Think about how much love it took to not retaliate, to not say, "Guys, do you know who I am?" To not say, "You shouldn't be doing this." To sit there and give honor to God the Father by following through with this plan that Jesus had come up with before the foundation of time. Remember, He's God. He was always with God before we were ever created, before this world was created. He knew man would sin. He knew that man would need a propitiation, as Kenny read this morning, a substitute, somebody to pay for our sins because we can't pay for them. We're not perfect. We're not sinless. We're not blameless. And God always required a perfect, spotless lamb to pay the sin debt, right? And we couldn't do that. But Jesus Christ could. Jesus Christ loved us enough that He brought a gift. Not only was Jesus Christ the messenger of God's love, He was the message itself. He is God's love. Understand that. What He did for us, nobody could ever do. He is the only one who could ever redeem us, who could ever say, "You are forgiven of your sins," who could say, "You are guaranteed a spot with me in eternity." He is the only one. No matter how much we work, no matter how much we try, we could never, ever, ever pay that sin debt. So we sit here today, again, 3 days away, and we're going to look at the love, the gift of that love that Jesus Christ brought. And we're going to understand that love was so strong, it was the motivating factor behind everything that He did. You know, you read the Gospels, you see some pretty harsh words in there sometimes. Do you know that love was the motivation behind those words? Do you know that when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life, no man comes to the Father but by me," He wasn't trying to cut people out. He was trying to give you a really, really, really clear path. Because He knows that we as human beings have a tendency to make things much more complicated than they need to be. Again, amen on that. And we tend to mess things up, right? And Jesus said, "There's one way. Here it is. I'm going to lay it out for you. It's crystal clear. All you got to do is follow it." And we have turned that on its head and tried to twist it every which way. But it's simple love. And that was His gift. That's the Christmas gift. I've got a gift up here. So let's walk through this. And we're going to start by reading John 3:16. So turn, if you will, to your Bibles, John 3:16. You guys all know this verse. And it's not really a Christmas verse, just like those songs weren't really Christmas songs. But if you think about it, they were, weren't they? Think about the love that you've got. Think about all the forgiveness, all the joy, all the hope. Any blessing you have is the result of Jesus Christ bringing His love to you and dying on that cross. If He did not die, if we were under the penalty of sin, if we were guilty, we would never have true hope, true peace, true joy, nor would we ever experience true love. Y'all understand that? Don't miss that this Christmas season. Don't miss that this Christmas day. So John 3:16 says this, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So we need to understand something about this gift. First of all, we need to understand the gift. What was it? The first thing we have to do is understand the gift. It was Jesus Christ Himself. It was Jesus Himself, nothing else. So it's like this gift box I've got up here. And you look at this gift box and it says, "To whomever." Who's that to? It's to all of us. Yeah, we're all whomever. So understand this gift. Jesus Christ brought the gift of His love to whomever. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white, yellow, green, whatever. Jesus Christ brought that gift to the entire world. For God so loved the world. He brought all the blessings that we have because of this love, faith, hope, love, redemption, restoration, forgiveness, anything you can think of that Jesus has brought to you, He brought and He offers to everybody. He's put the gift right there. He's put it there with our name tag on it because everybody is a whomever. Jesus said, "I came to give my life a ransom for many. I came to give up my life." When we think about the little cute manger scene, we need to understand that it was simply a path to the cross. Had Jesus been born in the manger, that would have been awesome. But it's the cross that gives us hope. It's the resurrection from the cross that gives us absolute hope. If Jesus had not resurrected, had He not promised us that He's coming back, oh glorious day, we wouldn't have the hope even if He was born as a baby. You understand, the gift is not just the fact that He came on Christmas morning all those years ago. The gift is that He came as God in flesh to redeem mankind, to offer this gift to every single person on the planet. But there's something else about the gift. There's a second thing. We need to understand it. But the second thing is we have to receive it. See, we all know, and we're gonna talk in 2025, we're going to talk a lot about who Christ is and some misconceptions about who He is. But we need to understand that we are to receive the Jesus Christ of the Bible, not the world's view of Jesus Christ. We are to accept and receive the perfect, sinless Son of God who was born in the flesh. Anybody ever, kids, ask you all this. How many of you ever leave gifts under the tree that you just totally forgot to open? I'll take Roman's gift then, if that doesn't work. We don't do that. And why don't we do it? Because we're so excited about them. But you understand, the principle is a gift is no good if you don't receive it. There may be a box of Cellus chocolate-covered cherries under my tree this year. I hope there is. Sugar-free. But no. But if it's there, I'm going to open it. I'm going to receive it. And then I'm going to enjoy it. So this box could say to whomever, all day long, but until I pick it up and until I accept it, the gift doesn't do anything. And look, this is not just church speak. Jesus made it clear in his word that we have to receive him. Keep on reading, and if you're in John 3:16, look at verse 17 and 18. He says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And here's what the Bible says in John's writing, and John's telling us about this wonderful gift that Jesus came to offer. And John says back in chapter 1, he says, "But as many as received him, as many as received this gift, to them he gave the right to become children of God, that they might be saved." So we have a responsibility. It is a responsibility to receive the gift. You think about Christmas gifts. How many of you think it's your responsibility, you know, to go open those Christmas presents on Christmas morning? It's not your responsibility. It's your fun, right? It's not something we should look at as a duty. So it's something like we should be really excited about, right? So we want to go. We want to receive that gift. We want to tear it open, whether it's a Lego set, a video game, chocolate-covered cherries, whatever it may be, we want to receive that gift. So we need to understand that it is a gift of love and we need to receive it. And then there's something else. Let me ask you this. You guys get that perfect gift, you know. It's what you've been wanting all year. You've hinted all 6 months, you know. You open it up and immediately what do we do with it? We hide it. We never tell anybody about it, do we? We shove it under our bed. We're never going to take it out. We're never going to use it. We're never going to play with it. Right? Nope. Never going to eat those chocolate-covered cherries. Are we? No. How long is it going to take these kids to put on Instagram or whatever the new thing is that, look what I got for Christmas? How long is it going to take the older folks in here to put on Facebook, this is what I got for Christmas? How long is it going to take us to share what we got? So not only do we need to understand the gift and receive the gift, we need to share that gift. That's the true gift of Christmas. It's not just taking something and keeping it for ourselves. We want to share the joy. Why do we want to do that? We want to share that joy because it's something that we can take pleasure in. And it's something that will bring joy to other people when they see us experiencing that joy. Now, let's take that to a spiritual level. That's how we are with, and we'll put this in air quotes, real life, right? Any Christmas gift you get this year, that's the way you're going to be. It shouldn't be any different about Jesus Christ. This is the best gift ever. This gift will last forever. I don't know. I know my chocolate-covered cherries won't last long. I don't know about but whatever else you guys may get. But chances are it's going to wear down over time. This gift will never wear out. This gift is eternal. This gift never changes. This gift will always be something that you can go back to and claim as yours, as claim as joy, hope, peace, love, all of those things. It is something that we can keep posting about and posting about and posting about and should keep talking about and talking about and talking about every single day. So when we're sitting there looking at the gift of Jesus Christ, we can look at all this and we think, wow, what an awesome thing. That's why Jesus came. Y'all ever heard the saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive? Okay. How many think Ben Franklin came up with that? No. A lot of people do. It's actually Jesus. Acts 20:35 says, "And remember the words of the Lord Jesus where he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And it's talking about taking that faith, taking that gift of love out and sharing it. Because we wouldn't just keep something for ourselves that good. I know I've asked you this before, but if you guys had a cure for cancer or a cure for COVID, would you share that with people? Sure we would. You've got a cure for death. You've got a cure for sin. You have a cure for eternal damnation. And we should share that too. You know, the good news of great joy that the angels proclaimed that day was that Jesus Christ, a Savior, had been born. Think about that. He's saving us from something. You see, they understood what was going on. They weren't beneficiaries of grace. Angels don't get grace. But they understood that this child was going to be a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's the way they described him. So let's look at those three words as we finish. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. Number one, a Savior. What's he saving us from? From our sins, from ourselves, from damnation. He's bringing us back into reconciliation with God. We've gone astray. The Bible tells us that there's none of us that are good. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all sinned. He had to come. That was the plan. That was the only way for it to work. But the angels announced that night, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Now, in order to be a Savior, he had to die. He had to give his life, the ransom for many, as he said. He had to be lifted up on that cross and to suffer and die for our sins. Otherwise, he would not have been a Savior. And he had to be resurrected. God had to say, "Yes, I accept my son's sacrifice. I accept what he's done." Nowadays, when he looks at you and me, other people may look at us and go, "You're just the same dirty, rotten sinner you were before you became a Christian." That's not what God sees. If your heart is changed by Christ, he sees a new creation. He looks at you and he sees Christ's righteousness. We all got red or blue or gray or something on today. He looks at us and he sees a sparkling white robe. Is that awesome? That's what he sees. That's what they announced, that he is a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christ means Messiah. It's the Greek word for Messiah. And it simply means the anointed one, the chosen one of God, that God has sent his Son, his anointed one, to be a Savior and to be Lord. We'll come to that. But this gift is not just a little bitty baby. It's not just a Savior. He's not just a Savior. That's pretty awesome, right? I mean, but he's also Christ. He's also the deliverer. He is also the anointed one, the one that will reconcile us back to God, the one that will make the offerings, make the sacrifices for us that we cannot make. And then finally, that third word, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He's not just our Savior. He's not even just the Messiah. But the gift that he brings is salvation, is redemption, is restoration, but it is also lordship. The gift that he brings is that he is our master. He is our Lord. The Bible says, "Do you not know that you were purchased and that you are no longer your own?" When Jesus came that night and when he went to the cross and was resurrected, that transaction was sealed. We don't belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to God. And you know what the greatest part is? Once we belong to him, there's a seal on us that nobody can take away. You can't erase it. You can't scrub it off. It won't wear off with bleach. It cannot be moved. And that signal, that sign, that stamp, that seal says, "Admit to heaven." That is the gift of Christmas, that we were given a Savior, that we were given a Messiah, that we were given a Lord, and we have to receive him in all three roles, folks. We cannot simply take him as Savior. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Very simple. So to take this box, addressed to whomever, and to receive it, and to put it into my life, I have to open it. I have to say, Jesus, come in. I'm opening it. I want to know what's in this. I want to understand it. And when you do, what God calls on us to do is to confess with our mouths the Lord, He's our Master, Jesus, that's the fact that He was a man, fully human, still fully God, Christ, the Messiah, the Deliverer. That's the gift. We take all of that, and it is the best gift that we will ever get. I remember when I was little, I always had crazy Christmas gifts, probably still do. And, you know, y'all ever been disappointed with Christmas gifts? Sounds horrible to say, right? But some people were. I used to get disappointed because I never got this weird thing. But you know, one thing you will never be disappointed in is opening that gift of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean life is easy. It doesn't mean life is a cakewalk. What it means is that you are never alone. You're never walking through this life by yourself anymore. It means that Jesus and God are your shield, your protector. It means that Jesus is on your side, better than any insurance company's ever going to be. It means that Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, your King, which we sang, you are my King. We need to treat him like that. We need to receive him as that. So I want to encourage you this year to embrace that true gift of Christmas. The gift of our Savior, our Lord, and our Messiah. And everything that comes with it. And remember that he did it all out of love. For God so loved the world. Why? You ever wonder why? You look around in the world, you do kind of wonder why sometimes, don't you? But we know that he has this kind of love that we can't understand. But all we know is we are the beneficiaries of it. And we were always designed to be. We were always planned to be the beneficiaries of this special love. It is a love that will never end. We looked at that verse last week that says, you know, neither life nor death nor heights nor depths or heights nor depths or any created thing, nothing can take me out of the love of God. That love is the love that called Jesus Christ to come down here, that Jesus came down out of that love. It's the same love that challenges you today. If you're here today, it is love that's pricking your heart saying, I have never accepted Jesus Christ and I need to do that. I want to feel this love. I want to know this Jesus. If you're here today and you've accepted him, it's love that's pricking your heart saying, hey, are you sharing? Are you taking the gift and you sharing it with somebody? Or are you kind of dumping it under your bed and eating it just for yourself? We're supposed to share. And he calls on us to do just what Jesus did, to come and to serve and to share. So the next time that we get together, Christmas Eve, if you're going to be here, we will be celebrating the arrival of Jesus Christ. You wake up on Christmas morning, we will celebrate his arrival. When you go out shopping the next day or at noon, whenever they open, share it. Share it with your family, share it with your loved ones, and never, ever, ever take it for granted. Let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you for the love that caused him to come down and to give himself for us. The love that it took for him to be born in as a king in a dirty, stinky food trough. The love that it took for him to be spat on, to have that crown of thorns put on his head, to walk down that way of death, to walk up the hill to Golgotha, to be nailed to that cross and never ever come down, which he could have done so easy. Father, we can't even comprehend the depth of that love. We can't even think about how much love it took for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to do that. But Lord, we just praise you and thank you so much for it. We may not understand it, but we know the results, Father. We know that we've been offered this gift of salvation, this offer of messiahship, of lordship, of security in you. Father, I pray that everyone here has accepted that gift. If they've not today, Father, I pray that they do it, that they open their hearts to you, they come and they say, I want to receive that gift because I'm a whomever. Father, for those of us that have accepted it, I just pray that you continue to remind us of the great glory that we should give to you because of that gift. Father, as we prepare for your second coming, when Jesus Christ comes for his church and then returns to rule the world, Father, we are so excited. It is going to be such a glorious day. We pray with John as he ends the book of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. He came for us. If there's a heart in here that has not yet come to him, I pray that you move them today. And this we pray in his name. Amen.